Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett.
Ron Corbett, tell me about your book. It's part memoir, part about the flooding in Cedar Rapids. Could you give sort of a synopsis of what Beyond Promises is about?
Yeah, it's been a really fun project for me to work on. It started a little over a year ago with the idea of really wanting to get down on paper the opportunity that I've had the last 8 years to be the mayor and during the whole flood recovery and the rebuilding of our city. There are a lot of pictures of Cedar Rapids both before and after the flood, and certainly people have a lot of memories. But I just felt, you know, being in the front row seat as mayor over these last years, I wanted to document that for history. So that's how the project started, but then it expanded more into some of my own life and a little bit of memoirs of Ron Corbett when I grew up in Newton and went to school at Morningside College, eventually Cornell College, and graduated from Cornell College in Mount Vernon and eventually moved to Cedar Rapids full time.
I'm curious, what is Beyond Promises? What's the meaning behind that title?
Well, you think of people, and oftentimes elected officials, where they'll say they're going to do something, and then they don't follow through on it. And that was really a big issue for me. After the flood, we saw that the local government officials were promising that the homes would be bought out after the flood, promising that there was going to be an expedited permitting process to rebuild the homes, and that the rebuilding would take place. And it really never did. It just, maybe they were, you know, deer in the headlights, so to speak, and they were just couldn't really make a decision. And so when I got elected, I said I wanted to end the culture of delay and replace it with a culture of action. And that's really what Beyond Promises is all about. It talks about things that I've gotten done as mayor, my time in the legislature. It was great to go over to the library today here in Washington. I donated a couple books to the people of Washington for them to check that book out through the library. But I noticed that part of the funding for the library was from the Community Attractions and Tourism Fund. That was a fund that I started when I was in the legislature. So it's just great to see the impact of getting things done, not just in my own community of Cedar Rapids, but having a ripple effect for communities like Washington.
Tell me about, are you going on a sort of book tour, as it were? Where have you been, or where are you planning on going this week as far as promoting your book?
Yeah, I started my book tour last week, and I launched it in Cedar Rapids with an event, and then later had an event in Des Moines. So I'm focusing these early weeks of the book tour on Eastern Iowa. Yesterday I was up north in the communities of Jessup and Dunkerton and Denver. Today I started off in Kelowna and Wellman and Washington, and later I'll be over in Columbus Junction and Morning Sun. I'll hit Muscatine and then make my way up to Clinton County, up in Comanche and Clinton, and I have an event tonight in Clinton County. So it's fun for me to travel the state, and I donate the books to the libraries, and then I try to also stop by and drop off a book to the mayor, city manager, city attorneys, or city clerks, and thank them for their local service. As a mayor, I know how challenging it can be to lead a community. Local officials are really at the tip of the spear, and everyone in the community, you know, knows the mayor and the people on the council. They don't always get to know their state elected officials or their federal elected officials. They don't see them as often. So I really appreciate all the local officials and the work they do.
I have to ask. I know other candidates, people have been announcing their run for governor in 2018, and I wonder, do you have any aspirations or anything, any comment you would want to give on that?
Well, I do, and I announced in December of last year that I wasn't going to seek re-election as mayor of Cedar Rapids, so I'll finish my term up, and I'll be done here in December. And I am seriously looking at running for governor in 2018, and you're right, this is the season where candidates start to announce, and the primary is just basically a year away. So although for citizens, they think, well, that's a long campaign, 12 months, but But if you really want to get around the state and meet people at least once and maybe a second time, you really have to start about a year out. So I'm using this book tour as really part of an exploratory effort in my decision-making process. And, you know, based on the tour over the next 3 to 4 weeks, I hope to make a final decision sometime at the end of June.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.